Today, the professional football coach who has won more games than any other announced his retirement. Don Shula spent 26 years coaching the Miami Dolphins. Before that, when he became head coach of the Baltimore Colts in 1963, he was the youngest head coach in National Football League history. He stepped down on his 66th birthday, the second oldest coach in the game. His glory years were the early 1970s when his teams won two back-to-back Super Bowls, led by such stars as Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka, and Mercury Morris. More recently, the Dolphins failed to live up to expectations, and talk of a 5-year rebuilding plan didn't square with Shula's interest in coaching one more season. So after meeting with owner Wayne Huizenga today, the coach called it quits.
I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that it's going to be gut-wrenching when that ball is kicked off in September, because this is going to be the first time in 43 years that I haven't been on the sideline in the National Football League. I played for 7 years as a defensive, you guys might not believe it, but I was a defensive back in the National Football League. I was an assistant coach for 3 years. And then, of course, a head coach now for 33 years in the National Football League. There are a lot of things I'm proud of, and you know, one of the certainly 17-0 and 15-2 in back-to-back Super Bowls. But only two games aside from averaging 10 regular season wins in the National Football League for a period of 33 years, and you know, those are some things that I'm very, very proud of, and also appreciate all the support that I've had through the years.
Don Shula, who retired today as coach of the Miami Dolphins.